Hello, hello, and welcome to the anniversary episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Woohoo! I am so excited. Today, May 15th, 2024, is officially the 1 year anniversary of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. I'm legit so pumped. And how I wanted to celebrate it, of course, was like a trip to Paris and recording someplace fabulous, but but I'm in my office. That will come next. Maybe for the 2 year anniversary, I'll be somewhere tropical or fabulous. But for now, I'm in my office where it all started. I'm literally sitting in the chair in the spot I recorded the first episode. Not sure if you know, I often record these episodes like pacing my living room, or, you know, sitting on my prayer square area or at my desk. But often I am pacing the room because I'm feeling some type of way about a topic. And today I wanted to honor the fact that I've been doing this for a full year. Of course, there was a little break in the middle after my brother passing away. However, I jumped right back into it when I felt it, the timing was right. And so there are officially 34 episodes. This is episode 34. And I'm still up in the air about calling it the 1 year episode, because really the topic I want to talk about is something completely different. So I guess you already know the topic or the title because you would have seen it to listen. You gotta love it too when I walk through the process of naming my episodes with you. Sometimes the topic is just so fun and so important, and you want to get the title right, because I've found after researching and going through the analytics of the podcast, and there's a few cool things I want to share with you, but I've realized that it really is the title that draws you in. And it's often when it's like a bait and switch, and not really a bait and switch, but more of like a super intrigue, because the top three episodes based on your listening habits are number 10, the thing you're not doing. And so of course that piques your interest, like, what does she think I'm not doing? Number 7, own your calling. That's a big one. I'm not really surprised. And number 9, the one strategy for massive success. And so when I tease the topic, you guys get really pumped and listen in. But when I'm obvious about it, like today we're talking about this, you in your brain think to yourself, do I need that? And I can see where that would stop you before even listening to the awesomeness that is within the podcast. So 1 year episode sounds intriguing, but the topic itself is pretty friggin' awesome. So I guess we'll see where I end up. It's funny because you know, listening, the title, and I don't know it yet. So it's such a funny time travel situation. All right, friends. 1 year later, thousands of downloads, 12 countries, 5 continents, almost every single state in the United States has listened. I am just beyond grateful. Obviously, we've got US listeners, we've got listeners in Israel and Canada and Belgium, Russia, Netherlands, Australia, South Africa, Japan, Mauritius, which is in Africa. We could also say the Seychelles, which is funny because when I looked up the area, the Seychelles, there is a woman who runs retreats in the Seychelles that I'm connected to on LinkedIn. So it's either her, or there are 2 or 3 people I know that have been to her retreat. So I was actually pretty pumped to see that is where someone listened. They went on a retreat more than likely and listened to Own Your Awesome. So if it's you and you're listening now, please DM me on LinkedIn or Instagram. Say hello, say, yep, that was me. And I'll shout you out with your name for real in one of future episodes. And then, of course, the Philippines and Germany. And I'm wondering if my German listeners are curious because of my last name. But the continents, all but 2, North America, Australia, Africa, Europe, Asia. I got to get an Antarctica listener. Where can I get one of those? Do they have podcasts there? Do people even live there? hilarious. And then South America, I'm coming for you. So it's really exciting to see the analytics of our podcast, to see that there's thousands of downloads in multiple countries, almost all the states, multiple continents. It's just so amazing. And I'm just so grateful and honored that you are a listener. I'm so pumped. If you have yet given me a 5-star review, this is my invitation for you to do so. I would absolutely be honored if you would share this podcast, of course, and then rate and review it. Give me all those stars, man, because it really does help to reach all the places, right? Like, it helps me to reach everyone who needs to hear it. And of course, I want to like be in everyone's ear. I mean, that's just exciting in itself. But my calling in this world is to use the gifts God gave me to elevate you. And so I think one of my gifts is my voice, maybe not the sound of it, but what comes out, right? Like, the voice as in expressing myself. And that's a huge part of my mission. And the podcast is how I do that. So if you're a fan, please subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, all the things. I would greatly appreciate it. All right. And just to wrap up this anniversary conversation, woohoo, super pumped. My top episodes are, of course, all of them. I mean, I'm obsessed with every single one of them. Sometimes I take a break because I don't have something super fabulous to say, although I've got tons of topics to talk about. But you should know, for this first year, it has all been obviously solo episodes, me just really like diving into what I'm feeling, the energy of the topic, things that have happened to me, which is actually some of my favorites, which I'll tell you in a second. And just the vibe I want to bring you, the audience. I want to bring you something so special that it's not predictable. And typically I will go and post this every Monday. I record instantly. I don't batch record. I don't have six of them in the wings, which is why you'll see a break sometimes, because I got nothing going on or nothing exciting. And the reason you'll see a break from my last episode from 33 to 34 is because I've got such a big announcement. It's because the book is out. It's ready. Oh my God. Okay. It's not officially out. I didn't mean to say out. The book is ready. This week, I finalized the book. It's formatted, the cover, the back cover, the spine. Everything is 100% ready to go, ready to be uploaded to Amazon. And so I am compiling my list of pre-readers right now. So if you are interested in reading the book before anyone else, DM me on LinkedIn or Instagram, say, hey, I want to be one of your pre-readers. I will send you the book and I will get you the link, because I got to formulate this link. I think you have to buy it for like $1 or whatever I price it at in the pre-sale in order for you to give me a review. I am looking to be a bestseller, not just because it looks cool and I love credentials, I love labels, you know me. However, in order to get this into the hands of everybody who needs to read this book, it needs to be a bestseller. I know God will deliver. I know He sent you to listen to this episode, to get in my DMs and to say, I want a copy of that book. So I will send it to you and I will get you the link the second you DM me. And I would be forever grateful if you would take a look at that and share the fact that I wrote a book with your friends and send them to me, and I'll send them the link as well. All right. So the book is called Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn. It's going to be out any second now. I'm just like, what a way to celebrate my 1-year podcast anniversary by launching the book, right? Like, I just feel so tingly. I love it. Warm and fuzzies all around. Okay. So back to the podcast. My favorite episodes, I laid out 4 of them, but my top 3 are number 4, the season of In Between. So this one is pretty funny, and I spotted a theme in a couple of my favorites, and it has to do with the lottery. So check out number 4, the season of In Between, if you haven't already. I feel like that episode was a starting point to something big in my world. It was before Hawaii. It was before the book. It was before I went to She Leads in Manhattan. So it was in 2023. I don't remember the date, but it's number 4. Scroll on by. and check it out. It's called The Season of In-Between. Number 19, called New Level Activated. This was 2 days maybe after I came back from Manhattan speaking at the She Leads Conference. And I think this is what, in the In-Between episode, I talk about feeling like I'm on the edge of something awesome and I wasn't sure what it was. I couldn't properly articulate what that was, but I knew the feeling, and that's what I really talked about in that episode. Number 19 is when it happened. So that's the coolest piece. Looking at my favorite episodes tells a story of transformation and up-leveling that I've had in my own life, spiritually, mentally, professionally, emotionally, energetically, like you name it. Girl has climbed some ladder rungs in the last year. Number 4 starts us off. Number 19 kicks us off at next level. Number 24, own your awakening. This is where it got weird. This is the one I did from the shower. And all right, so I just got out of the shower, but the podcast itself came to me in a shower. And it's not even the podcast that came to me. It was the epiphany, the awakening, the spiritual awakening I had in the shower that I brought to you in my messy wet hair in a towel. And it starts off really like weird because I was trying to control the excitement because, I mean, you know, I get excited. However, I had to control the crazy if I was going to articulate the message and have you receive it the way it needed to be received. If I was too crazy about it, you would be like, this girl is off her rocker. See you later. So that's episode 24, Own Your Awakening. Check it out. And then number 25 is Own Your Expansion. Look at the trajectory. The Season of In-Between, A New Level Activated, Awakening, Expansion. 4, 19, 24, 25. I'm going to go back and listen to them all because I love hearing my energy. I even transform my own current feelings by listening to my old energetic self. Like, I swear there's a couple versions of me that I kind of channel and come through in these episodes. And watching the growth or hearing and feeling the growth in these episodes for myself is ridiculous. And so I've gotten tons of DMs thanking me for a few of these episodes, like really people feeling what I was feeling in them and taking action in their own life. So those are just a few of my favorites. Of course, I love them all. I'd be so grateful if you went back and listened to them and gave me your thoughts. And if you're binge listening to this and you're finally hitting 33, hey, happy anniversary. You can celebrate just as much as I can. All right, friends, on to the good stuff. We did the celebrating. We're ready to go. Let's dive into some awesomeness. Number 34, the topic is this phrase I've heard multiple times in my life, and for some odd reason, it's coming up like crazy in the last week, and I hate it, and every time I hear it, I want to throw punch somebody. The phrase is stay in your lane. Good God, I hate this phrase. Like, I hate this more than in the pandemic when we used the word unprecedented and a couple other things that we used and became like words that you just heard and got like, and you felt some type of way real quick. It had like a visceral reaction in your body. Yeah, stay in your lane does that to me. It's complete bullshit. Like, I fucking hate stay in your lane. Oh, sorry for the swear words. I'm trying to be good about that. My thought on that is screw the lane, blow it up, own it all, period. This podcast would not be called Own Your Awesome if I wanted you to own one little area in your life. No, I want you to own it all. God wants us to have it all. You are worthy of it all. You desire it all. It is all for you. And staying in your lane is holding back in areas that diminish your light. And I'm just not here for it. So here's my thoughts on Own Your Lane. Here's some context of where I think it stems from. Obviously, it's a sports analogy. You know, you want to stay in your lane. It became a business analogy, and I'm a sports mom and a sporty growing up myself, so I'm all about the analogies. This one just rubs me the wrong way. And even in track, you don't always got to stay in your lane. The goal is to actually get to the left, get to the inside lane, so you don't have to run as far, right? Like, so that makes zero sense to me, because the other lanes have something valuable to provide you. Every single one gets you closer to where you want to go. It gets you closer to the finish line. So this lane analogy is just shit. It makes no sense. But in business, it's essentially around the concept of niching. And I've always had a hard time with niching. I even put out a post on LinkedIn, probably Instagram forever ago, that said, what's your niche? And I crossed it out and I put, God's my niche. Because you know what? I'm not limiting myself, just like I'm not limiting God. So why would I stay in a lane when I've got expertises and experience and passions for multiple lanes? So here's the thing. I speak, host events, I write things, content, books, blogs, podcasts, whatever, about three main areas: self-leadership, personal branding, and LinkedIn. Those are my three lanes, if you will. If I didn't blur the lanes, my book would not be here. My book, Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn, is essentially a book of all three. It's about personal branding, it's about LinkedIn, and it's 100% about self-leadership, motivation, confidence, you name it. It's all of it. It's all in one. And if I didn't fully embrace every quote unquote lane that I like to run in, it wouldn't be here. I would have just wrote a boring book about LinkedIn. There are tons of boring books about LinkedIn, and they're all obsolete because let's be honest, the algorithm, the platform, the goals of it change every friggin' 5 seconds. I mean, I change my underwear less than this platform changes. Okay, that's not actually, is it accurate? I mean, once a day, right? Twice a day, depending. Algorithm changes every 5 seconds. So if we are relying on a book that's just one thing, LinkedIn, or just personal branding, or just motivation, we're going to learn it and we're going to push it to the side. And that's it. But and this isn't an episode about the book, but it's just because it's fresh in my mind and a great example of blending the lines and blowing them up. If I thought I'm just going to write a book about LinkedIn, this shit wouldn't have last. It won't last. It will not stand the test of time. It would not outlast the algorithm, which is 100% what this book does. You'll see it when you read it. But here's the thing. I started in masterminds. I was a 9-to-5er. I hosted masterminds. Then I became a career coach, like full on resumes, all the things. Then I went into speaking, spoke about motivation, self-leadership for a long time. Then I went hard on LinkedIn, all LinkedIn, speaking, like coaching, done for you, you name it, LinkedIn. It was my jam. It was my lane. Personal branding came into play because as you realize you're on LinkedIn, you kind of need to have a personal brand to really stand out. Like you just kind of have to. And let's be honest, we all have a personal brand. The question is it accurate? So I started diving into branding, learned all things branding, grew one for myself accidentally. You'll read about it in the book. And so LinkedIn and personal branding became a twofer. You see now a little bit more so than before. Anybody who does LinkedIn talks about personal branding on LinkedIn because it's not just about the platform. It's about you on the platform. The tagline of the book is there are 1 billion members, but only one you. There's a reason for that. You are the focus. So your personal brand on LinkedIn is how we roll. But you can't really get to your personal brand without extreme awareness of yourself, self-leadership of yourself, motivation, goals, all the things. You need to be you, your brand, your expression of it, the platform you use to express it. Like it's all one beautiful path. And if I stayed in my lane, you would only have one part of the equation. Who wants one part of the equation? I want all of it. I want the blueprint. I want the map. I want to know where I am, where I'm going, how I'm getting there, and what it's going to look like. You got it all. You got it all. So fuck staying in your lane. It's not for me. No, thank you. Blow that lane up. Own it all. So now I do all the things: LinkedIn, personal branding, self-leadership, speaking, events, masterminds, resumes. Not really. Don't come at me for a resume. However, if I'm career coaching you or doing your LinkedIn and you happen to need a resume, I'll help you out. But I do it all: live, virtual, podcasting, just wrote the book. I love me some Jesus. I swear a little bit. Like, I'm all the things. And I refuse to reject one piece of me. There is so many. We are multi-hyphenated, multi-passionate beings. We're human. We're here to live this big, bold experience. And why would I dim the light on a part of me? Why would I? Now, of course, there's some parts of us that need to just kind of go away. So maybe dim those lights. But the parts of you that fully honor, own, and express who you are, why would you put it in one lane? All right. So if you're a newbie, a little caveat here, if you're a newbie to business or you're a 9-to-5er, because I know I get all types of listeners. If you're a 9-to-5er and you're thinking about starting a business or going hard on one of your one passions and you're like, oh shit, now I got to do it all. No, you don't have to do it all. Like, take what I'm saying with a grain of salt, apply it to your specific situation. And if you're just not sure, DM me, we'll talk it through. I do 30-minute free chats all the time. So this concept of starting with one thing is actually pretty smart, right? So say you're, you know, an accountant, you're in the corporate America, you're doing the accounting thing, but you've got a passion for running. You just like want to talk about running all the time, but it has nothing to do with accounting. Sure, on LinkedIn, you know, I can align running and accounting. I'm really good at aligning those two things and turning it into content. However, you can talk about running and then all of a sudden you have a passion for like yoga because it helped you run better. And then all of a sudden you went vegan because you know it made you feel better and you applied that to the yoga and then you applied that to running. And all of a sudden you're like the best accountant ever because of these things you did in your physical body, in your life, and you can apply it to work. And it's like, why would you only then talk about the yoga? Why would you then only talk about the running or being a vegan? Like, no, it's all a blend. It's a blend. And this is where people get so confused, where they feel they got to stay in their lane. But that one lane isn't the only thing that got you there, even because they say, and listen, I kind of agree with this. If you're talking to everybody, you're talking to nobody. I agree with that like 38%. Because if you're talking to everybody, someone's listening, they're grabbing on what they need from you, but the odds are you're not looking like an expert in that one area you make money in. So there's something to be said for this bullshit line of staying in your lane in the beginning if you need to make a name for yourself in one area. For me, it was masterminds, and then it was LinkedIn, and now it's personal branding. I'm not giving up on my masterminds. I'm not giving up on LinkedIn. I'm not going to only go hard on personal branding because that's what I'm known for and seen as. These other things got me to where I am. So as you progress in your career or in your passions or your expression of them, if you want to write a book, do a podcast, whatever, finding the trajectory, right? Laying it all out. Like, I'm looking at a piece of paper that shows my trajectory was self-leadership, then LinkedIn, then personal branding. Like, self-leadership and all the things that encompasses, like 8 million things from awareness to abundance by way of alignment. That's my whole jam when it comes to self-leadership. Owning your awesome. That's my higher arching brand. It then becomes a personal brand because of how I articulate myself and the vibe and how I make people feel and my presence on LinkedIn. So you could see how it all ties together. So when I work with people, they come to me for LinkedIn because I'm seen as a LinkedIn. I don't want to say the E word because it drives me bonkers, but I'm seen as somebody who's very knowledgeable on LinkedIn. I've got the strategy. I'm quite the evangelist when it comes to LinkedIn, and I go hard about LinkedIn. But you need a personal brand because you can't really express something you don't know what to express, right? And before you can even get that personal brand, you really need to dive into who you are. So coaching and working with me is a whole thing. It's a vibe. It's fantastic because you're getting so much more than just the one lane, than just LinkedIn. You may even get a little Jesus in there. Maybe a little Kabbalah, maybe a little crystals. I love it all. I'm here for it. I told you I blow up the lanes. I do it all. I don't give a shit. All right. So my point is, niches can be broken. Lanes can be broken. Rules are made to be broken. That's why there's a disruption in almost every single industry, which I'm speaking at Disrupt HR again. So if you're local, I believe it's June 20th. Let me look at my calendar. Nope, it's June 6th. June 6th, 2024. If you're listening in the future, you missed it. I'm sure there's a recording somewhere. June 6th, 5 p.m. Go to Disrupt Capital Region, Disrupt HR Capital Region on LinkedIn, or check out any of my social sites. I'll start talking about it soon. I'm going to be talking about blowing up the HR industry when it comes to personal brands. So like I'm telling you, I have an HR background, but all the things I do today can align with their goals and their mission. So rules, lanes, niches, they're there for a reason, and it's mostly to get you started. Like, remember when you roller skated for the first time and or bowling and you had the bumper pads or whatever? That's you keeping the ball in the lane, right? Because you want to keep it in the lane. However, when you got a little more expertise, you could take off those bumpers because you know how to stay in the lane. But now you know how to MacGyver it a little bit in order to go to the left or go to the right in order to achieve your goal, which was hitting whatever pin was available. I don't bowl often, but it was a really cool analogy for lanes. So take the bumpers off, my friends. If you feel like you are typecasted, which sounds like, an acting land, if you feel like you have been in your lane for far too long and you've got some real deep passions for a different lane, but you're not sure how to blend the two, please let's have a conversation. DM me on LinkedIn or Instagram. Shoot me an email. Go to my website, the contact page, whatever. Find me. It's super easy. Like, let's have a conversation because I can no longer sit by and let your light be dimmed. It's not in my nature. It's not why I'm here on earth. And I think staying in your lane for some can be toxic. It can be a bad decision. For others who are like, no, dude, I go hard. I am this thing all the time, blah, blah, blah. Awesome. That's perfect for you. It's not for everyone else. And listen, if that's your, look, I've hired people who had one lane and went hard and that was it. I hired them for the thing and I haven't talked to them since. Maybe we're still buds, you know, whatever, support them or refer people to them, but I don't need them anymore. So if you want a business or a life that is truly what you're made for, it's not just one thing. Please, let's have a conversation. I'd love to also know your thoughts on this. Are you I stayed in one lane and I'm loving it? Or are you, I stayed in one lane for a little bit and then I dabbled in other lanes and now I'm in two or three lanes and I feel really good about it. That's kind of where I am. Or are you, I don't have a lane. I'm all over the place. I'm freaking crazy. Can you help me pick a lane? Which would be the opposite of this episode telling me to help you blow up the lanes. But if you are like, I don't even know where to start, lanes can help you focus. But I want you to know you don't have to stay there. You do not have to stay in your lane. You can blow that shit up and you can have it all. Friends, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Please share, rate, and review, subscribe, all the things. I want your stars. I've got a bunch of them, which was kind of exciting to see, but I want some more. It's time to kick this shit up a notch. This podcast is going into year two, and I am not holding back. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. And until next time, continue to own your awesome.